بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا، وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. Before we continue, two points I want to talk to you about. I left them from last week, and one of them from weeks before. The last week point, I didn't give you the clear opinion about the machine slaughtered chicken in the Tasmiya, in Bismillah, whether it is accepted to say Bismillah on a lot, or lot together, or one by one. As you know, all the modern ulama and the board of fatawi, they said it is impossible to say Bismillah on each one. And they said the collection majmu'a, like every 10 you say Bismillah, or every 5 you say Bismillah, they said this is accepted. Why? Because by the time you say, if you're going to say one after one, and the machine is slaughtering 120 chicken, then when you say, you would not be able to say it. And that's why when you say Bismillah, by the time you said Bismillah already, 5 chickens are slaughtered. And based on this, they allowed that. I'll just go back here. Al-Lajna Da'ima said that whomever does the dhabh, so when they say Bismillah, yani when they do the dhabh on an automatic machine, the one who starts the machine has to say Bismillah. And also stands and says Bismillah on each group of chicken. Yani if he can say Bismillah and 5 of them are slaughtered, then another time he puts his hand, Bismillah, another group is slaughtered. By the time he finishes Bismillah, few of them already slaughtered. But we also, as I said to you, that certifying companies must certify the best for the Muslims, not the worst for the Muslims. Because the Muslims are paying money. And if they can support the ones that say, for each chicken, Bismillah, then it would be better. So the ones who are slaughtered by machine, it is inshallah allowed if they say Bismillah on 5-6 chickens when they slaughter them. As I mentioned to you, the problem here is not this with the companies that are found in Australia. The problem with the companies found in Australia is, first, they do not meet the regulation. In a sense, we do not know whether that happens or not, or take place or not. Even if it takes place, and say it does take a place, then manu mundabit, yani the inspectors are not inspecting properly what's happening with that chicken. As you know, we have inspected a company and found, I told you before, they make you work, they make you take 1 month appointment, then they make you wait 40 minutes, and the man left the machine and he started talking. So there is no regulation. The regulation is there, but whether it is implemented or not, that is a different story. Understood? Now, we move to another point that I wanted to talk about also when it comes to the rennet. Al-Infiha. Brothers asked, astaghfirullah. Before I talk about the rennet, somebody rang me up. They said, there are some brothers called some sheikh, and they asked the sheikh, they said, Abu Adnan is saying this about halal chicken, that Australia is Ahlul Kitab. He said, Na'am, Australia. The Sheikh said, Na'am, Australia is Ahlul Kitab. What is the dalil, ya Sheikh? The dalil, Jazallah khair, may Allah protect him. He says, because it is under the Queen, and the Queen is Christian. You know, the Queen is appointed through the Church, and so is a Christian. We say, first, the Queen has nothing to do with the constitution of Australia. The Queen is Westminster, which is a different system altogether. And you have the democratic system in Australia, which is totally different. And the constitution in Australia clearly states that it is a secularist country. So that's first. Secondly, even the Queen herself, she has no authority over England. She becomes a symbol. So how can we say Australia is using that dalil as a strong dalil? I just want to tell you that because these lectures are making a storm in Sydney about the chicken and that. But alhamdulillah, as long as we're understanding our deen and we're not... Yani jazallah khair, the sheikh, I'm not saying anything, but sometimes the dalil is not grabbed from the right place. Now, we come to the issue of the rennet. Is the rennet halal? There are two opinions amongst the ulama about the rennet. First, the rennet that comes from vegetables is 100% halal, no difference of opinion about it. The rennet that comes from an animal that is slaughtered, halal to eat, and slaughtered according to Sharia, also there is no issue about it. As for the rennet, which is made out of khanzir, or made out of an animal that you're not allowed to eat, that is also not allowed to eat ijma'an, by consensus. Only animal which is you're allowed to eat, but did not die according to the Sharia, was not slaughtered according to the Sharia, the ulama are two opinions. Now, here he said, the first opinion, which is the opinion of the Malikiyya and the Shafi'iyya, and a narration in the Hanbali Madhab, they said it is haram, and it is haram to eat a nut cheese that is made out of rennet, is haram to eat. Mafhum? The second opinion, which is according to the Hanafi Madhab and a narration of Imam Ahmad and the opinion of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, it is allowed to eat. He said, Rahmatullahi alayh, wal adharu inna fatawi anna jubunahum halal. And most likely that the cheese of the Majus. Why the Majus? Because the slaughter of the Majus is what? Haram. Even though by principle the animal is halal to eat, yani from the cattle. Because their slaughter is haram, so it is haram what? To eat. Same thing if you get an animal and you blow it on the head, like al-mawqutha, that died from a head blow, that's by a Muslim, he hit it with a hammer and killed it, or by a Christian or a Jew. That is halal by principle. By the way it died, it's not halal anymore. So we have here it is haram to eat its meat, except the rennet. According to Hanafi Madhab, a narration from the Hanabila, and it is the opinion of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. He said, وَالْأَظْهَرُ أَنَّ جُبُنَهُمْ حَلَالٌ. The cheese of the Majus is halal. وَإِنَّ إِنْفِحَةَ الْمَيْتَةِ وَلَبَنُهَا طَاهِرٌ. He said, and the infiha, the rennet of the mayta, is, and its milk is tahir. What does it mean? Why he's saying its milk? Let's just say a Majus is slaughtered a sheep and you can steal milk out, the milk out of the udder. Can you drink it? Some ulama said no. The correct opinion is yes, according to Shaykh al-Islam and others. I will read to you. He said, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, and this is where, rahimahullah, he said, وَأَمَّا الْجُبْنَ الْمَعْمُولَ وَأَمَّا الْجُبْنُ الْمَعْمُولُ بِأَنْفِحَتِهِمْ أي بعض طوائف الباطنية الكفار ففيه قولان مشهوران للعلماء كسائر انفحة الميتة وكإنفحة ذبيحة المجوس وذبيحة الفرنجس الذين يقال عنهم لا يذكون الذبائح. He said, as for the cheese that is made by the rennet, which whom? Al-Batiniyya, the Druze and Qaramita and so on. There are two opinions about that for the scholars. Like the infiha, which is the rennet from the maita, and like the rennet that comes from the majus, from the slaughter of the majus, and the dhabiha of the faranja. Faranja means the Franks, yani what you call today the Romans, the Europeans. He said, the ones who do not yudhakuna dhabaihum, the ones who do not slaughter their dhabiha. He said, فَمَذْهَبُ أَبِي حَنِيفَةَ وَأَحْمَدٍ في إحدى الروايتين أنه يحل هذا الجبل يحل هذا الجبل الجبن. He said, and the madhab of Abu Hanifa and an opinion of Ahmad in one of the two narrations, that this is halal, this cheese halal. لأن انفحة الميتة لأن انفحة الميتة طاهرة. He said, because the انفحة of the ميتة is what? Is طاهرة, is pure, like when you take it from the animal, is pure. Now, of course, the flesh of it is haram. And this is a matter, ya ikhwani, as Ibn Taymiyyah said,
that even the companions themselves, رضي الله عنهم, differed in this matter. And they split amongst each other in the matter of infiha, or the cheese that comes from the Majus. The cheese that comes from the Majus. And الله أعلم, يعني شيخ الإسلام, since the infiha, the remnant, is not part of the flesh, and we studied in the chapter of Tahara, anything that is not part of the flesh from an animal is halal to eat, is pure. Like the bones, and like the wool and the skin, if you tan it to remove the filth from it, then it is allowed to eat. That makes the remnant that comes from an animal that is halal to eat, but is not slaughtered according to the Sharia, or slaughtered by a Majusi or a Shi'i or a Rafidi, صح? The remnant is allowed to eat, but not the flesh. I didn't say the flesh, I said the remnant is halal to eat when it mixed. Now, if you see somebody from the Shafi'iyya or the Malikiyya, these people have an opinion, and they have companions that can support their opinions, and these people have an opinion and companions that support their opinion, and that is, we leave the issue with that. We finished with the issue of the chicken and the remnant. We go back to the Shaykh and what he said, وَأَمَّا الْعَقْرُ فَهُوَ الْقَتْلُ بِجِرْحٍ فِي غَيْرِ الْحَلْقِ وَاللُّبَّةِ. He said, as the aqr, which is to kill an animal in other than al-halq, which is the esophagus, yani to slaughter, to cut the neck from the top part, or the lubba, which is the bottom side of the neck, or the bottom point of the neck, the round thing. This is the third type. What is it? Al-aqr. Just so we can remember. We said the first one is what? Slaughter. The second one is al-nahr, to piece it in the lubba. The third one is what? The third one is what? Al-aqr. Al-aqr, to kill anyway in other place than the halq and the lubba. طيب. وَيُشْرَعُ. When is al-aqr allowed? فِي كُلِّ حَيَوَانٍ مَعْجُوزٌ عَنْهُ مِنَ الصَّيْدِ. He said it is allowed only in animals that you cannot domesticate or catch, which is becomes sayd again. Wal an'am, he said also wal an'am. And he said fi kulli hayawan ma'juz 'anhu min as-sayd wal an'am, and also in the cattle. طيب, also in the cattle, which means what? Like wild camels, wild goats. If you have a wild goat, you shot it anyway and it died, it's become what? Halal. صح? You with me, shabab? Here he said لِمَا رُوِيَ, he said لِمَا رَوَى رَافِعٌ أَنَّ بَعِيرًا نَدْ فَأَعْيَاهُ فَأَهْوَى إِلَيْهِ رَجُلٌ بِسَهْمٍ فَحَبَسَهُ فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ إن لهذه البهائم أوابد كأوابد الوحوش فما غلبكم منها فاصنعوا به هكذا. Yeah, he said, رافع narrated that there was a camel, ند, يعني started to run and lost its mind. Have you seen a horse when it goes crazy and starts bucking and خلاص flips it? That happens in the بعير. بعير because it is big camel. You can't control it when it loses the plot. Start running everywhere and kicks anyone, you can't even come near it. Like a wild bull. You have a domesticated bull and then the bull start lose its mind. You haven't found for him spouse for a very long time. And khalas, he said, enough is enough with you. You come near me, I only see people wearing red. I'm just going to butt you with my head and my horn. He said, فَأَهْوَى إِلَيْهِ رَجُلٌ بِسَهْمٍ. A man straight away, very quickly, shot him with an arrow. Then, the animal fell down. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that these baha'im, these animals, have tendencies like beasts. Sometimes they can lose it and become like a beast, where they lose their tameness. He said, any animals that does what it does and you cannot grab it or control it, do to it as this man done. So what does it mean? Meaning whether you have a goat, that you can't control anymore and you can't catch anymore, she's gone crazy. Or a cattle, or a camel, then if you can't catch it and you tried your best, you tried everything, you can take an arrow and shoot it, or take a gun and shoot it for you to, yani, for you to kill it. Another important point we need to mention here, if a sayd, again, an animal, you shot it with an arrow or with a bullet, collapsed, you came to it and you found that it is still breathing, it is obligatory on you to slaughter it straight away and not leave it die, because that will make it halal for you to eat. But if it died because of its wounds, let's say you shot it and it lost all the stomach and collapsed, what do? You can eat it, no problem. صح? But only if you got to it before it died. Here he said, وَلَوْ تَرَدَّ بَعِيرٌ فِي بِئْرٍ فَتَعَذَّرَ نَحْرُهُ فَجُرِحَ فِي أَيِّ مَوْضِعٍ مِنْ جَسَدِهِ فَمَاتَ بِهِ حَلَّ أَكْلُهُ. He said, وَلَوْ تَرَدَّ, يعني, if an animal fell into a well and you were not able to do slaughter it or to do nahr, but you carried somewhere in its body and it died, it is halal to eat. Here he's not saying it has fallen and hit the ground. That's a mutaraddiya and it's haram by the ayah. The animal that falls from the cliffs and comes down to the bottom and dies, that is haram. Sah. He said here, وذلك بأن يجرحه شخص تحل ذبيحته في ظهره أو بطنه بسكين أو يرميه بسلاح فيجرحه في أي موضع في جسده. طيب, here he said, يعني animal is falling slowly. Let's just say you are hunting. طيب, an animal is falling slowly through the hill. And while it's falling, you knew if it's hit the ground, it's going to die. You took your rifle and you shot it. And died not because it fell, because you shot it dead. Then it's halal to eat. صح? Because what is the reason, what is the cause of death? Is it the fall or the shooting? And that's why it is halal to eat. You with me, Shabab? Mafu? And this is the opinion of Ali ibn Abbas and ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. Wallahi, nahna, we're giving an estimate, yani. Sometimes, if it works, it works. Sometimes it could be, if you shot it and blew its head off. You're going to tell me now it died because of the fall? Obviously, it died. If you got 308 or 270, and other big rifles, that if you shoot anything with it, it's going to blow up. You shot it and you're a good shot and you shot it in the head, what would happen? It will blow off. If you shot it, as we said, it cannot be tayyib. He said it is halal. This is the opinion of Ali and Ibn Abbas and Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah yaqul rahimahullah, وتباح بذلك عند جمهور العلماء إلا أن يكون أعان على موتها سبب آخر. Listen. مثل أن يكون رأسها غاطسا في الماء فتكون قد ماتت بالجرح والغرق فلا تباح حينئذ. Listen to Ibn Taymiyyah. Takes you back to the principle you studied. You see, when you set principles and you understand the principles, the fiqh becomes easy. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he said about this type of animal, it's halal according to the majority of the ulama, the jamaahir, jumhur. إِلَّا أَن يَكُونَ أَعَانَ عَلَى مَوْتِهَا سَبَبٌ آخَرٌ. Except if there is another reason helped it to die. يعني, he said, مِثْلَ أَن يَكُونَ رَأْسُهَا غَاطِسًا فِي الْمَاءِ. Example, maybe the head has fell into the water. يعني, an animal is falling, you shot it, it kept on falling, but it came head first into the water, the river. Then 100%, there are two reasons that killed it. You're shot and
drowning.
The brother asked also a good question. Also to elaborate what Sheikh Islam said. Yani, the animal is falling and you shot it. Then it continued falling. You went there, you don't know what killed it. You hit it in the leg or in the stomach. In the stomach, the animal can live for a while before it dies. Maybe it cracked its neck while it's falling, then you're not allowed to eat. Why? Because the basic principle, the halal, the lahm is haram until proven halal. And that's why here Ibn Taymiyyah said, فَتَكُونُ قَدْ مَاتَتْ بِالْجُرْحِ وَالْغَرْقِ. Then it died because of the wound and drowning. فَلَا تُبَاحُ حِنَائِدْ. It's not halal. Then. That's why we tell you, ya ikhwa, the meat, when there is two reasons that killed it, then it is not halal. And that's why hitting the animal or electrocuting the animal to a level that he will never get up from it, yes, maybe he's breathing, and you come and slaughter it. Now, تَدَافَعَ عَلَيْهِ سَبَبًا. Two reasons now came to it. Which is the halal and which is the haram? We say the basic principle, this is all of it not allowed now. Why? Because one is reason is halal and another reason is haram, but which we do not know which reason has killed it. But if it is checked and tested and we know it gets up, then we know it's halal because this animal did not die. It really was put to sleep or intoxicated by the hit or unconscious by the hit or stung by the hit, then it gets up again, no problem. We understand the issue. So here Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he said, if they both of them fall into the water, then if it falls into the water and you don't know what killed it, whether the water or the wound, you just leave it and you don't eat. Araft? Now we go to the chapter of hunting. We finished the study of halal meat. He said, rahimahullah, كل ما أمكن كتاب الصيد كل ما أمكن ذبحه من الصيد لم يبحه إلا بذبحه. He said, كل ما أمكن ذبحه من الصيد لم يبح إلا بذبحه. He said, everything that you are able to slaughter from the hunt, the game, it is not allowed except if it is slaughtered. يعني what? يعني if you have in your backyard, يا أخي, let's just say you live on an acreage. If you have in your backyard a few goats and sheep, because some brothers do that and have done it before, especially when they go to big farms for hunting trips, they jump the fence to sheep, but they haven't shot anything all day, so they turn their guns on what? On a sheep that is standing in front of them. What do? He shoots an animal standing in front. That is haram to eat. Why it's haram? Because that an animal you are able to catch and slaughter. The side is an exception to an animal that you're not able to catch. That is illatu side. Why the side? Is the side a principle or an exception? An exception. The principle is what? To slaughter or to do nahar. But an animal that you can catch. Or somebody has a few chickens in the backyard and he got the mhabbe, what do you call it? The pellet gun, and he wants to have fun with the chickens. That's first haram. Why? Because Prophet ﷺ said to the hadith, in the hadith, the meaning that do not take living animals as gharar, as a target. As a target. We'll talk about it later. Secondly, if it dies, if now the animal that you shot, you cannot eat because this is an animal usually you can catch in. Slaughter. Here he said, the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, إِذَا أَرْسَلْتَ كَلْبَكَ فَاذْكُرْ إِسْمَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ فَإِنْ أَمْسَكَ عَلَيْكَ فَأَدْرَكْتَهُ حَيًّا فَاذْبَحْهُ وَإِنْ أَدْرَكْتَهُ قَدْ قُتِلَ وَلَمْ يَأْكُلْ مِنْهُ فَكُلْهُ. He said, عليه السلام, hadith collected in Sahih Muslim, he said, when you release your dog, mention the name of Allah on your dog, the hunting dog. If he catches something for you and you find it alive, then slaughter it. Prophet ﷺ said. And if you found it and the animal has killed it, you can eat from it. But هي وإن أدركته قد قتل ولم يأكل منه فكله. يعني if you cut, يعني if you go to the game and you found that the dog has killed it, you can still eat. Here the hadith, there is an exception in it, that if he ate something from it, the dog, that means he hunted it for himself, not for himself, not for you, and you're not allowed to eat it. عرفتم شباب؟ He said, وَلِأَنَّهُ تَرَكَ تَذْكِيَتَهُ مَا قُدْرَتِهِ عَلَى ذَلِكَ فَأَشْبَهَ غَيْرَ الصَّدْ وَهَدَ الْأَخْلَفِ. طيب مهم. نعم. He said, so that's why in the دليل, he said, when you are able to slaughter the animal, when the dog catch it, say, what you do? You slaughter. وَمَا تَعَذَّرَ ذَبْحُهُ فَمَاتَ بِعَقْرِهِ حَلَّ بِشُرُوطٍ سِتَّةٍ ذَكَرْنَا مِنْهَا ثَلَاثَةً فِي الذَّكَرِ. He said, and whatever you cannot slaughter, but it died with aqr. What is aqr? To stab it anywhere or shoot it anywhere to kill it. It becomes halal with six conditions. We said, we mentioned the three. What are the three he mentioned in the chapter of Zakat? What are they? Ahliyatul Mudhakki. What is Ahliyatul Mudhakki? What is the translation? That the one who slaughter has to qualify. Second one, to mention the name of Allah in it. Thirdly, to hunt with sharp object. صح? He said, والرابع, and the fourth condition, so we covered the three. The fourth, أن يكون الجارح الصائد معلما. I spoke about this, but we repeat it here with the sheikh. The al-jarih, any animal that hunts, what did we call them? Yeah, the animals of prey, like we said, the eagle or the dog. You know how some eagles are trained to catch and dogs are trained to catch? Has to be mu'allam, taught, trained. You can't just get a dog from the bush or your mate's dog who's not trained to hunt and then use it in hunting. That is not allowed. Why? Because the ayah said so. وَمَا عَلَّمْتُمْ مِنَ الْجَوَارِحِ مُكَلِّبِينَ تُعَلِّمُونَهُنَّ مِمَّا عَلَّمَكُمُ اللَّهِ. And from whatever you taught and you trained from the jawarih, animal of prey, مكلبين. طيب. تُعَلِّمُونَهُنَّ. You teach him from what Allah has taught you. So first condition has to be trained. So a hunting dog, to be a hunting dog that you are allowed to eat its catch, or whether it is an eagle, has to be what? Taught. Now, trained. And this condition, there is no difference of opinion about. وَهُوَ مَا يَسْتَرْسِلُ إِذَا أُرْسِلَ وَيُجِيبُ إِذَا دُعِي. How do we know it is trained? What is the criteria? شوف أور علماء never left anything. He said, the one that when you release it, he runs. Yani, when you tell him, go get it, he goes. And when you tell him, come, he comes back. صح? So he at least he has to be trained in it to a level where when you release it to go get it, he will run. He would listen to you. And if you tell him, stop and come back, he listens and he comes back. This is the qualification of a dog that is trained. And the way يُجِيبُ إِذَا دُعِي. طيب. وَيُعْتَبَرُ فِي الْكَلْبِ وَالْفَهْدِ خَاصَّةً أَنَّهُ إِذَا أَمْسَكَ لَمْ يَأْكُلْ. He said, another restriction he said, in the dog and the fahd, the leopard. المهم, he said, خَاصَّةً أَنَّهُ إِذَا أَمْسَكَ لَمْ يَأْكُلْ. Specifically, you have to pay attention here that if he catches, he does not eat. He does not eat. ولا يعتبر ذلك في الطائر. And this is not recognized or taken into consideration in the طائر, in the flying animal of prey, like eagle or albazi or any of that. Here, because why he said, يعني, if an eagle hunted for you, a rabbit, and he bit its head off, and he took piece of it. Some eagles, they grab it and they wait for you, and some people actually, they pick it up and bring it for you. But they bite something out of it. He said, The ulama said because those birds are very hard to train, to stop them from, to train them not to eat or to stop them from eating. As the dogs and the leopard are easier to train to not to eat. You see? So why they are so strict? For you to know that this is an exception. You see here? Otherwise, if it wasn't an exception, whether the dog eats or not, it doesn't matter. You see? He said, الثاني أن يرسل الصائد للصيد فإن استرسل الكلب بنفسه لم يبح صيده. He said, the second condition, that not only the animal has to be trained, when he goes to catch the animal, أن يرسل الصائد للصيد. يعني the hunter must release the dog. If the dog releases himself, then that animal is not allowed to eat. That hunt is not allowed to eat. Yani if the dog gets excited, he sees an animal, and you didn't release it, and just started to run, and chase the animal, and killed it, that's not allowed to eat. Why? Because that was not your release. And there is the shubha that he ate it for himself. طيب وما علمتم من الكو... he said, فَكُلُوا مِمَّا أَمْسَكْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ. يعني as the ayah we mentioned, he said, eat for what they have caught for you. And here, if he has released himself without you releasing him, he did not catch for you. How do I know he caught for me? I released him. Sometimes releasing the dog by, you taught him, as soon as you remove the clip, he runs. That's how you taught him. But if you taught him to sit and he doesn't move until you tell him go. صح? And that's what he knows. And he just saw an animal start running without you telling him go. Then it's not like the dog that you taught him as soon as I release the clip you run. Mirror requires taqwa from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Especially I know many brothers into hunting. So you have to be careful because releasing the clip, if you have taught him as soon as I release the clip, he run, and he runs, that's normal, no problem. But if you taught him to sit, and you tell him sit, and he runs without your instruction, you're not to eat from his catch. But if he caught it, but he didn't kill it for you, then it remained halal. Understand? We're talking here, if he killed the animal, cracked its neck, he bit it and he killed it. But if he caught it for you, that doesn't matter. Because the animal, when you got to it, it's 100% alive. Here he said also something important, an exception from that, that if you release the animal and you told him, come back, and he started running faster, what happens? And he caught the animal. He killed an animal for you. Yeah, you released him. He listened to you. You said Bismillah and you released him. And he started running. And you're calling him, you're telling him, come back. But he didn't come back. He actually sped up and he caught the animal. Here it's an exception. It is allowed because the animal also must have misunderstood what you said. And you're telling him to go faster. You see? And he still caught it for whom? The end result, he caught it for whom? For you, not for him. You see, this is now. He said the third one, أَيَقْصِدَ الصَّيْدَ فَإِنْ أَرْسَلَ سَهْمَهُ لِيُصِيبَ بِهِ غَرَبًا أَوْ كَلْبَهُ لَا يَرَى صَيْدًا فَأَصَابَ صَيْدًا لَمْ يُبَحْ. He said the third one, أَيَقْصُدَ الصَّيْدَ, to intend hunting and to catch the game. If he releases his arrow to hit a target with it, or his dog, he released him and he cannot see any game, and then he caught something, it is not allowed. What does it mean? Let's just say you are shooting an arrow on a target. Or you have a gun and you're shooting target. Happened that a kangaroo running from behind the target and you hit the kangaroo. Or you're shooting an arrow or you hit a bird. Say, Alhamdulillah, we had our lunch today. That's a hunt. No, that's not a hunt because you did not intend. And same thing, let's just say you're playing with the dog. You're training him, you're playing catch. You threw him the frisbee or something. And he went straight to a rabbit and he caught it for you, he killed it. That is not allowed. Why? Because you didn't intend hunting. You didn't intend hunting. He said here, وَمَتَى شَارَكَ فِي الصَّيْدِ مَا لَا يُبَاحُ قَتِيلَهُ مِثْلَ أَنْ يُشَارِكَ كَلْبَهُ أَوْ سَهْمَهُ كَلْبٌ أَوْ سَهْمٌ لَا يَعْلَمُ مُرْسِلَهُ أَوْ لَا يُعْلَمُ أَنَّهُ سُمِّي عَلَيْهِ أَوْ رَمَاهُ بِسَهْمٍ مَسْمُومٍ يُعِينُ عَلَى قَتْلِهِ أَوْ غَرِقَ فِي الْمَاءِ أَوْ وَجَدَ بِهِ أَثَرًا غَيْرَ أَثَرِ السَّهْمِ أَوْ الْكَلْبِ يحتمل أنه مات به لم يحل. طيب, I'll explain what he said. He said here, rahimahullah. He said, and when now al-musharaka, يعني two things come together, a companion in the hunt, ما لا يباح قتيله مثل أن يشارك كلبه أو سهمه كلب. Example. You release your arrow or you release, he said, if there are sharaka sight, two things hit the game. Sah? For example, your dog, aw sahmahu kalb, or another dog or another arrow. Or an arrow you do not know who sent it. Or you do not know he said Bismillah on it or not. Example, you release the dog and somebody else released the dog for the same game. Or you released an arrow and your mate released a dog. Or two arrows were released and both of them hit an animal. But you do not know that person said Bismillah or not. He's far away. He never met him. Khalas, he saw you, you taking it, he said, let it go, I'll find another game. Or an arrow that came randomly, you don't know where it came from. Here the ulama give you these suggestions, why? So they can train your mind. He said, this is not halal. Why? Because you do not know he made tasmiyah on his arrow or not. He said, أو رماه بسهم مسموم يعين على قتله. Or you shot the animal with an arrow that is poisoned to help killing it quickly. Let's just say you're hunting big games, big buffaloes, antelope, and you just took an arrow, you said, so I can kill it quickly, one arrow, it's not going to die, put a poison in it and whack. And it died from the poison and from the arrow. Then it is haram to eat. It is haram to eat, yes. أو غرق في الماء, or you shot it with an arrow and fell into the water, as explained. أو وجد به أثرا غير أثر السهم أو الكلب, or you sent your dog, or you released your arrow and you killed it, but you went and you found something else might have helped killing it. A bite that came from nowhere. صح? For example, you shot the animal with an arrow and you knew you shot him in the stomach and you find a big hole in its forehead. You don't know where it came from. Just an example. Or the head is crushed. Maybe an elephant stepped on it. Then you're not allowed to eat it. He said, لما روي عن عدي بن حاتم أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا أرسلت كلبك المعلم وذكرت اسم الله عليه فأمسك عليك فأدركته حيا فاذبحه وإن قتل ولم يأكل منه فكله. He said, as the hadith we mentioned before, hadith Adi, he said, if you release your taught, your trained dog, and you mention the name of Allah and he caught it for you, and you catch it alive, then slaughter it. وَإِنْ قَتَلَ وَلَمْ يَأْكُلْ مِنْهُ, and if he killed it, but he didn't eat from it, then eat from it. فَإِنْ أَخَذَ الْكَلْبُ لَهُ ذَكَاتٍ فإن أكل فلا تأكل. Here he said, when the dog takes, it is a zakat for it. فإن أكل فلا تأكل. If he eats, do not eat. فإني أخاف أن يكون إنما أمسك على نفسه. I fear that he has eaten for, he grabbed or he hunted for himself. وإن خالتها كلاب من غيرها فلا تأكل. فإنك إنما سميت على كلبك. Look here the importance. He said, if many dogs came and beat it and caught it, do not eat. Why? Because you mentioned the name of Allah in your dog. See the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. Because it could be others did not. Shifa, the tasmiya is such a strict condition, even in hunting. سَمَّيْتَ عَلَى كَلْبِكَ. The only thing in the tasmiya, I remind you, in hunting, the Hanabila differed from the Jumhur. The Hanabila do not forgive for forgetting of saying Bismillah when you release your dog or you pull the trigger. But the Jumhur forgives you with, if you forget to say Bismillah in the hunting when you release. Remember that or not? وَإِذْ أَرْهِيَا. He said, فَإِنَّكَ إِنَّمَا سَمَّيْتَ عَلَىٰ كَلْبِكَ وَلَمْ تُسَمِّي عَلَىٰ غَيْرِهِ. You mentioned the name of Allah on your dog, but you didn't mention the name of Allah on other dogs. He said, وَإِنْ أَرْسَلْتَ سَهْمَكَ فَذْكُرِ اسْمَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. He said, and when you release your arrow, mention the name of Allah on it. وَإِنْ غَابَ عَنْكَ يَوْمًا أَوْ يَوْمَيْنِ وَلَمْ تَجِدْ فِيهِ إِلَّا أَثَرَ سَهْمِكَ فَكُلْهُ إِنْ شِئْتَ. He said, if the animal disappear 1 or 2 days and then you find it, and you do not find except the resemblance of your arrow, he said, eat if you want. What it means? Yani, some people when they hunt the animal, sometimes the animal could stay alive 1 or 2 days and then you find it on your journey dead. He said, you look around the body. If you are certain that what killed it is your arrow, then eat if you want. Why? Because some people can get turned off. He said, eat if you want. وَإِنْ وَجَدْتَهُ غَرِيقًا فِي الْمَاءِ فَلَا تَأْكُلْ. And if you see it drowning in water, do not eat. فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي الْمَاءَ قَتَلَهُ أَوْ سَهْمُكَ. You do not know whether الماء, the water killed it or your arrow. This is hadith agreed upon. Next week, inshallah, we talk about بَابُ الْمُطَّرُ, the chapter of someone who is مضطر. طيب سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك ونتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Any question يا شباب؟
Okay, can you intend on all of them?
Important question. Wallahi, very good question. Jazakallah khair. That's a very smart question. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. The brother asked, just for the record, yani, that let's just say you have a shotgun with little pebbles. And there are big amount of rabbits running everywhere. You said Bismillah and you pulled the trigger. Do you have to specify the animal or could be any animal? No, it could be any animal. Could be any animal from the animals as long as you intend hunting. You intend that you're killing sight. You're not intending that you're shooting on a cannon and then a rabbit dies. That's the difference between the two situations. The first situation, you're not intending hunting to begin with. This one, you're intending hunting. You see 10 rabbits and you pull the trigger. You see, sometimes, for example, some of the farmers who have a machine, yani automatic or semi-automatic weapon, if they're hunting, and there are like 10 goats running, they start shooting everywhere. Then, of course, if he intended hunting, it's all, whatever he can catch, is halal. No. Kangaroo. Don't shoot an animal out of practice. Unless it's animal from that the Prophet ﷺ ordered to kill. الكلب العقور, an dog that is sick and bites people, خنزير, scorpion, snake. Apart from that, you can't kill an animal.